Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joined us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
The spike in anti-Semitism in New York and around the country, including a knife attack at a Hanukkah celebration north of New York City, prompted throngs of demonstrators, thousands, including city and state elected officials, streaming across the Brooklyn Bridge yesterday in a solidarity march against anti-Semitism and all acts of hate. And of course, the governor set to deliver his State of the State address this week on Wednesday. And part of that address, he's already said, will be a proposal for a domestic terrorism law.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of many high-profile issues that he's going to push in the State of the State of the Dress, which sort of lays out his wish list for the year. And it's going to be an interesting year. It's an election year, 2020, for the state legislature, but not the governor. I think you're going to have that issue, along with a number of others, really playing a high-profile part in this session. First and foremost, what do they do with the budget? The governor says there's a $6 billion budget gap. That's a number that could fluctuate, by the way. In 2011, he came in saying it looked like a $10 billion gap, but when you looked at actual numbers rather than projected spending, it was more like $1 billion. So that number could fluctuate. Marijuana legislation is going to be at the top of the list. It was something that nearly got done last year. Again, debates over how to use the money. That's going to be up there along with some other things. I think gun legislation, I think there's going to be a real push in some quarters to revisit bail reform and cashless bail from what we now have for most misdemeanors and sexual crimes. Does that get another look?
We also have seen the Republican Party in some disarray, many retiring or leaving the legislature for other positions because, of course, the Republicans don't have a majority in either house right now. And then comes the announcement that Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb, a Republican from Canandaigua, has resigned his position as the minority leader because of a DWI arrest. And then that leaves the question, who will fill the seat?
That's right. And it seemed as though Republicans say there were two things that kind of forced Kolb into making this decision. One is they're a faction that often likes to be the law and order faction at the state capitol. It's hard to do that if the leader is just facing a DWI. Also, Kolb had been in the position 10 years. There were a couple of people who tried to rally support over the weekend. Steve Hawley of Batavia was one. But it looks like it's going to go to Will Barkley of Oswego County. He is likely to be the choice for the Assembly Republicans.
And when we say choice and seat, we mean his position as the minority leader.
Not
his Assembly seat. Kolb will still remain in his Assembly district.
That's correct. And he can run for re-election even this fall if he chooses.
Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Yancey, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.